got hickory in his stick. Talking Baseball with Rangers manager Buck Showalter every Friday at 10:50. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:20. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we're joined this evening by the remainder of the crew. The Cobra is here. Danny Paul is here. Ty Walker on hand with the ticket ticker and for Kevin Scott. Psycho Dave at the helm. Barb Smith with Trefico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi at the service elevator. And Dave in acquisitions. All on hand this evening. I believe we're going to try to string together an update on the loose Cobra and see what's going on there.
We can figure out.
Si, if we can figure out exactly where this place is.
Corby, it's right down the street.
It is?
It's basically at Maple and Motor.
Okay, we're going to send Greg down there.
Okay. Snake Greg?
I've got no interest in going down there and looking for a snake.
Would you not go down there with me?
No.
Come on, Hammer.
What if I held your hand?
Maybe then I'd go.
You have a big lollipop?
Yeah. We've had that scene before. I'd have to have my suit on, though.
And a beanie propeller. A propeller beanie.
They caught it?
Hang on.
Get in
oh, we're fighting
get
out more?
Here. Don't tell them to tell you. Get in here, you fat ass.
Let's save this for the next segment. Let's save him for the next segment, okay?
Okay. Our Cobra updates in the next segment.
All right, Cobra updates in the next segment, Greg. Just hang tight till then. We'll bring you in here. Right. You can be on the air.
Right. We're going to bring in somebody that watched the news. Oh. That's our snake correspondent, a guy that watched television earlier today.
Well, did you watch it?
Maybe I did, Greg.
Well, then why did
you? What? Are you still talking?
All right, so this past Saturday, Petty Theft played Bone Star Jam out at Addison Circle Park. And the headliner of Bone Star Jam was the great 70s classic rock act, Kansas.
You opened up for Kansas. Plain and simple. You have opened for Kansas.
No. Technically, no. There was another band between us and them.
It doesn't matter. Couple bands on the opening bill. You opened up for Kansas.
You did, Mike.
You can always hang your hat on that. When you have great grandkids and stuff running around and they're asking what you ever did, opened up for Kansas, dude. And then you can just hand them this CD.
Tell them go spin this.
Yeah.
I want to know how this gig came about.
How it came about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the Bone.
Yeah, it's the Bone. I mean, it's not like they don't see me walking around here and everything.
They don't know who you are.
Oh, they know who I am.
So you got asked by the Bone to do this?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were looking for something to just kind of fluff out the bill a little bit.
Now, what time did you guys start?
We started at 5:55.
What, did you have an hour to play? 45 minutes?
Yeah, we played in about an hour.
How were you received?
First of all, how many people were there? For you?
Well, there were probably about, and I'm a very poor judge of this, so I'm going to shoot low. There were probably about 1,000 to 1,500.
That's cool.
On hand.
Big crowd.
Were they paying attention?
Well, I think that they thought, and they had been led to believe by Scooter Strong or somebody like that, that we weren't going to rock very hard. Because, you know, those Bone people, they like to rock pretty hard.
Right.
You know? And we came after a band that was rocking pretty hard.
Who were they?
They were Killjoy. And they were playing Alice in Chains and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
And I think they thought that we would not rock terribly hard. Is that Scooter in there?
It is.
Okay, well, let's get him in here.
Scott, they want you in there. Here he comes. And he's walking through the door.
Thank you. All right, Scooter Strong, the program director of our more diminutive sibling with the black concert T-shirt, the half-smoked pack of Winston's, and the pending trip to the VA hospital. Hi, Scooter.
Hello, Michael. You made one mistake so far.
I have? What is that?
There were over 4,000 people there when you were playing.
There were?
Yes, correct.
Well, like I say, I'm a terrible judge of that, yeah. Scooter.
That's a lot of
fun. And I was just trying to shoot low, that's all. I don't want to, yeah, I don't want to pump little petite theft up any more than is necessary. So there were 4,000 while we were playing, huh?
That is correct.
All right.
So was it a good scene? Were they into it?
They weren't into it at the beginning, but the band did a great job, and they got into it totally once they, you know, they heard the band. Yeah. I think they were skeptical at first.
I think they were skeptical at first, yeah. Too.
Well, let's face it.
And the crowd that was there, every song they play is very familiar. They had to be familiar with all the music that they were playing.
Oh, completely. No, once they knew what the band was, mm-hmm. that they loved it. They had no problem with it. They loved it, and by the end of the evening, great response to the band.
But now I feared, and I know you did too, that we wouldn't rock hard enough for them.
I was a little worried about that, yes. I was a little...
As was I.
I was worried about that, and I was worried about the band being ready to play in front of that many people.
Yeah, I was worried about that too, but I must say, and you know, I would not come on here and say this if I really didn't think it was the case. I thought we gave a pretty good account of ourselves. You know, I thought that the band is starting to...
Hit its mark?
Well, I mean, for where we are, for that being the sixth time that we played, and for as little as we really put into this thing, practice-wise and everything, then I think we're starting to hit our mark and show a little stage confidence now.
I would book the band again.
You would?
Yes, I would. I was worried the first time I saw him. I have to admit that. That I went to...
Yeah, he went to the Lakewood Bar and Grill.
And I was really nervous when I was at the show. I have never been to a show where the crowd imitates the singer as much as they do with Petty Theft. And what I mean by that is I'm sitting there in the crowd, and I don't do a good imitation, but everyone's going... that's some such, or where's the snake? And they were doing imitations of Grinder the whole time. And it got a little annoying, but you could still, I mean, it was still a really great show.
Oh,
but
no.
They were doing imitations the whole show.
That had to be defeating, right?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you didn't hear
it? I didn't hear it. I had no idea.
There was a group of females.
I didn't find out about this until Monday.
I thought they were yelling it out or something.
No, they were just talking during the show. So okay. I'm there listening to the show, and I would say that, and this is not an exaggeration, probably about 75% of the audience just were like talking like Reiner. And there was a group of women that were sitting right there with me at a table because it was crowded that night. And the females were doing imitations of Mike Reiner. Oh, some such, and just doing that. It was crazy.
Wow. All right, so how many people showed up for Kansas, do you think?
It was over 25,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kansas?
Wow. Yes. And they did a great job.
Was it the real Kansas?
It was the real Kansas, except for Kerry Livgren. Who is not with the band anymore.
Is he the fiddle player with the afro?
No, he was the blonde guy that played guitar and piano and really wrote a lot of the songs.
Yeah, the fiddle player with the afro was there. The guy with the pirate patch was there. And
the lead singer was still intact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How'd he sound?
Older.
I heard they pulled it off, though. I heard good stuff about him.
Yeah, no, they did a great job. The crowd was into it. It was
25,000 people.
Yeah, 25,000 people. I'll tell you what, concerts are...
Hey, it was a great event, Scooter.
Yeah.
You guys did a terrific job with it.
Can I tell you, I got a little worried about Petty Theft because one of the we were doing sound checks, and we did all the sound checks, and Petty Theft wasn't there yet.
Oh, no.
So I'm watching all the cars come in, and a guy comes in. It's probably about half hour before the show's going to start. And I said, you know, who are you with? He goes, Petty Theft. I apologize. I'm late. I'm really late. And I go, dude, you ain't late. You're the first one here of the band.
What are you doing?
Hey, I was there. We were ready to roll.
Did you get ready?
You not know you have to sound check at these things?
And boy, Petty Theft likes to sound check.
No.
You just think you're just going to show up, plug in, and go?
Yeah, going to show up, plug in, and go. That's the Petty Theft way.
You've been in a million bands.
And that's how they've all operated, probably.
Well, I mean, did they all sound check? Did all the bands sound check?
All but one, and that was Petty Theft that did not.
See, I didn't know anything about that.
What'd you roll in, like 10 minutes prior?
No, I got there about 4:30 or so.
Show started at 4:30.
That's when the first band came up there.
Well, it's not very big commitment, Mike.
No, it's not. I wish I would have known about that.
I do have to tell you, though, that since they played, I have had people call me requesting how to get in touch with Petty Theft because they want to book the band.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you didn't stick around for Kansas, but what'd you see their set list?
Yeah, I saw their set list.
And their last three songs were what?
Well, according to the set list, and I don't know, maybe you can correct this if it's wrong, Scooter, but they were Dust in the Wind, Point of No Return, and Carry On Wayward Son.
Exactly.
I just want to know what else they sang.
Oh, they went deep. Hold On, have you heard the song Hold On?
Mm-hmm.
Song for America.
Oh, they played that?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, great version of it. Great version. The Portrait. The Wall.
They played People of the South Wind or anything like that?
Yes, they did play that.
Wow.
Yeah, they went deep.
Did they have a new album out?
No. They have an anthology album, like one of those big box sets for $100. That's what they have coming up. So they went deep. The fans loved it.
Wow.
Now, did you hit any groupies after the show, Mike? After the big concert?
No, Danny, I didn't hit any groupies. I don't hit girls.
Oh, Mike, some such snake.
You flipped a coin. That's the voice that came up,
that's
huh?
That's right, Rick.
Yep, it was one of the two.
You got two of them. That's the one that came up. You spun the voice wheel.
Well, Scooter, it was a lot of fun. I think all the boys in the band really enjoyed it, and we appreciate you guys letting us on that bill. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you very much to bring 5,000 people out at that early in the day. We thank you.
It was four just a minute ago.
Well, it just grew.
That's why I'm a promoter.
All right, that is Scooter Strong, the program director and host of Back in the Van with Scooter Strong.
We got to get that up and running.
Yeah, we need an episode of that soon. You still got stories, don't you?
Oh, there was one Saturday night. Yeah, I got them saved up.
All right, very good. Now, coming up next, we're going to do a Cobra update, we think, and we're going to get Big Greg from Promotions in here.
To see if the snake's still out there, I guess.
I guess.
Attacking people.
All right, that next here on The Ticket.